FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control anytime. 800-259-9231. Inside hour number three, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts, hundreds of users interacting there. Everything from flame wars to intellectual conversation. So be sure you check that out. It's, of course, free, like everything else on our website. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Talking about all things freedom-related tonight, we started with some serious misconceptions that we found on the internet about libertarianism, and we corrected them. And then we had the communist call in the last hour, and a few other people who just didn't quite get it called as well. And so we're here.
What about
to
the fellow from the DOT? What was his name?
That gentleman was Jake, I think.
Jake.
Yep.
Great call.
Jake in Tallahassee. That was a great call. I mean, they've all been good.
Yeah,
and it's been a great show. I'm just kind of recapping.
He sticks
here
out of my mind for whatever reason.
Right, I'm just recapping here because we're here to correct misconceptions. This thing called libertarianism just isn't well known in America today, and that's one of the things what we want to do on this show. But the primary thing we do is take your phone calls about anything. You can control the topic. 1-800-259-9231. So let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Mike in New Hampshire.
Hey, guys.
You're on Free Talk Live. You're on with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Mike.
What's shaking?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I wanted to put in a comment about the FDA fan that called previously there.
I don't know if he was necessarily a fan. He just didn't have all the information.
There's plenty of industries that are have private oversight organizations. You've probably heard of Underwriters Laboratories.
I mentioned that, as a matter of fact.
And Consumer Reports. There's plenty of, you know, people don't realize that the building codes that their communities enact are actually created by private organizations. They're organizations of building code inspectors.
Uh-huh.
And those are not government agencies. Those aren't government organizations. So there's plenty of ways where the FDA could be entirely privatized, and other areas of government inspection could be privatized with private oversight organization.
Not only would they be privatized, but as a result, we'd be more safe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that one of the major reasons why there's so much expensive and deadly medicine on the market is because the FDA is a government organization.
Absolutely.
It can't be held liable for its faulty decision.
That's a great point. Mike, anything else on your mind?
Well, I wanted to get people calling in to some New Hampshire legislators. We've got a really important bill here in the Free State that is coming to a vote on March 9th that's going to be drastically lowering the barriers for people who aren't members of parties to get on the ballot.
Really?
Great. Excellent.
Wasn't it already pretty easy there in New Hampshire?
Well, in terms of, like, if you're running for Congress, you need to get 1,500 ballot petition signatures.
State Congress?
For National Congress.
1,500?
And 3,000 statewide.
Okay.
And for legislature, you got to get 200 signatures. So
okay.
200, that's about all, your entire constituency, isn't it?
So this bill is going to drastically lower those barriers. So
wow.
Not just that libertarians...
So I'm confused now. Is it going to lower it to the numbers you just quoted?
No, those were the numbers that were in effect, that are in effect now. And this bill is going
to
drop...
Are you supposed to feel some kind of imperative to see those lowered?
Oh, yeah. We want to get them dropped down. We had some problems with this past election where we had some opposition people were stealing petitions from city halls.
Jeez.
And a number of other little nefarious practices. And the barriers, it's just too darn high. And so we're trying to get it lowered. It's House Bill 276. And if people want to call various New Hampshire legislators...
I mean, we can't. You're on a national radio show, and you can't really call out for people around the nation to call these people. They're not going to respect that at all. There's plenty of ways you can plug
sure.
The best thing to do is put it on the bulletin board system. And the people that are most likely to actually take the time to call
are
going to be in the bulletin board system anyway.
So do that, Mike.
Sure.
I'm sure you'll get, I mean, you know, how many calls are you hoping to get? 50 out of the deal?
Because right now, I don't remember the bill you just named off. And so
hold on, I got it. It's 276? 376? 376. It was 76, because I like 76.
So you've got an open invitation to plug away at freetalklive.com, okay?
Yep.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Thanks, man. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Continuing with a phone call, Steve in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going? Excellent. I enjoy your show.
Thanks, Steve. We're glad you're listening.
Just wanted to make a comment about the guy from the DOT.
Mm-hmm.
Ties into some federal regulations, which I'm sure you guys will be up against soon enough. But I'm not sure if he was from a state DOT.
He was from the state of Florida, yeah.
Well, that's okay. Well, there's a United States, U.S. DOT.
There is.
That most people don't really experience it unless they're traveling over state in a business, you know, like a commerce situation.
Right, like if you're a trucker. Truckers have to deal with the U.S. DOT all the time.
Exactly. Well, actually, it's kind of strange because they don't have to by law. It's a voluntary deal where you enter into interstate commerce. But what I've experienced, I'm a project manager for a paving company. We've recently started going across state lines within, you know, like the four or five surrounding states.
Okay.
And what I've run up against, every state has their own DOT that makes trucks. Truck owners do safety inspections every year and, you know, make sure their trucks are up to par so they can travel on the highways.
Got it.
Once you start going over state lines, then normally what you'll do is run into a scale situation when it's run by the state. Each state will have a scale set up.
Correct. And you have to stop and weigh your truck.
Exactly. And it's no problem because we've got our safety stickers for the state. But once you get out of your own state, the state police start tagging, not actually tagging, but they if you don't have a U.S. DOT number, they will start pulling you over and inspecting your truck much more thoroughly.
Okay.
And it kind of, it's not like I said earlier, you don't have to. It's a voluntary system.
I see, but you're subject to a lot of harassment if you don't.
Exactly, and the states go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of pressured.
That's because they're getting money from the feds. That's why they're going along with it.
That's right, and no one, it's not talked about in any political arenas or anything, but if you're out on the highways, they're all owned by the states individually.
You're right, it's not talked about, and it's too bad because the truckers are getting, professional drivers are getting the shaft as a result of it. I mean, these poor guys, if you did like a survey of truckers, I bet you'd find libertarians by the boatload. They are
no doubt
oppressed by the United States Department of Transportation. It is amazing.
Well, the really bad thing about it is the way that they steer you blindedly into it. I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, we're going to do this to you, but it's another thing to have, they're using each state police department to harass truckers into a federal program. And once, now see, I had to go along and sign up for the DOT. At least I thought I did. I wish I didn't now. Because now all of our drivers are saying, hey, man, these cops are messing with us. They're pulling us over. They're making us wait in these scales, and we got to get DOT numbers. Well, instead of me checking it out and basically telling them, you know, you're just going to have to put up with it, and we don't need the DOT numbers.
Right.
Now I went and got them. Now I've contracted our company into federal commerce.
And what does that mean? Does that mean that you get more regulations now?
Well, I got to jump through all their hoops. They intrigued us with if you join the United States DOT, you don't have to abide by the state emissions control law.
Okay.
So it, you know, it's like,
and then so they sneak attacked you basically.
Exactly. Now. Yeah.
This is how it goes with every government program.
I wish we had more time for it, man. Call us back some other time, Steve. And what frequency are you listening on there in Chicago?
Actually, I have no idea. I think it's a pirate station.
Okay, all right, cool, man. Hey, we're going to have to talk
again.
We call
them micros.
Call us again. We're on six nights a week, okay? And let us know what's going on
with
the regulations. We've got to run, dude. 800-259-9231 is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Herb and Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
Extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 oregano, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi everybody, I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it, in fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it, you put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away, you don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. By the way, we do this six nights a week, everybody. Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 Eastern. You get Free Talk Live. And if you don't get it in your local area, all you have to do is pick up your phone, call your local talk stations, and tell the program director there you want to hear Free Talk Live. It won't guarantee they'll put it on, but it'll let them know that one of their listeners is unhappy with whatever the garbage is that they currently have on their airwaves. And
demand to hear it. Tell them you'll hold your breath until they get Free Talk Live.
Hunger strike.
Hunger strike.
It might work. Log on.
Ouch.
Also.
Ouch.
FreeTalkLive.com. And check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent their photograph in to be part of the Shrine, and we really appreciate that. So we put them on the web at FreeTalkLive.com. And ladies, you can be a part as well. Just send us your picture. FTL at FreeTalkLive.com is our email address. 1-800-259-9231. Finally, the calls have died down, so we'll get back to what we were talking about before, which is this essay that somebody put up on the internet at zompist.com. Give them credit where credit is due here. And it's, of course, got a bunch of misconceptions and outright lies about libertarianism and what it stands for. And right now, this particular person who wrote this article is attacking the market. As he puts it, the sins of the market. Now, on this show, you'll find that we frequently are promoting the free market as opposed to what we have today, which is a regulated market. And here's what he says happens in the sins of the market. Now, he's not making the claim that this is free market because he doesn't understand what that is. He says, poor people are generally ill-served by even basic-level businesses. People in the inner city pay more for food and pay surprisingly high rent. Now, we already addressed this one, basically saying that the reason why they pay more is because big cities have bigger governments, and that means more taxes, therefore prices have to go up. Banks happily take their money but won't loan to them. Well, that has to do with your ability to save, and if you weren't so bad at pissing away your money, maybe a bank would give you some loans. That has nothing to do with government. The minimum wage isn't enough to live on. Oh, this is definitely a favorite one of mine. Here in the state of Florida, the ignorant voters here have passed an increase in the minimum wage. It's now, I think it's May that this is going to be put into effect.
Yes.
I heard recently in May of this year, Florida's minimum wage is going to go up. Now, that may result in a slightly higher standard of living for some people for about a month's time. But once the economy catches up with it, every price in the state will rise.
And then all the people who voted in the new minimum wage will say, oh, all the prices are going up. How's this happening?
Businesses are gouging us now that we have more money. This guy says the minimum wage isn't enough to live on. So my immediate question is, well, what is enough? $20 an hour? This person, somebody who supports the minimum wage is showing the fact that they don't get the economy. And that's okay. You're not taught it really very well in school. They certainly don't address the minimum wage.
You're not a dolt, a dullard, a mendicant. You're not a fool and shouldn't have an opinion. You shouldn't shut up just because you're an idiot. Come on. Anybody can figure this out.
Yeah, it's not hard to understand. If the wages go up, then the cost to the business owner goes up. So then he has three choices if the minimum wage goes up. The first choice is to cut jobs. Because if you've got if I've got two co-hosts and the minimum wage goes up and I'm not making enough money coming in to pay both of you anymore, one of you is going to get cut.
Aw, man.
Better yet, let's take widgets. Let's say I have a widget manufacturing company, and Jason and Manwich, you're my employees, and I pay you $5 an hour to manufacture my widgets. And at that rate, I can just barely make enough, with the amount that we're selling every month, I can just make enough to pay the rent for the warehouse, you know, that we're manufacturing the widgets in, and pay the power bills, and keep my business in business, and pay you guys this paycheck.
Yep.
And maybe have a little bit of money to take home for myself. Well, the minimum wage goes up, and I was on the edge. I was teetering on the edge. We're a new business in town, new to the widget manufacturing business. And now I'm faced with a really, really tough choice. Do I cut Manwich's job? Because then I'd have to just give Jason... Jason's a little bit faster of a worker than you are, Manwich, because he's younger and he's a little bit more dexterous.
That's true.
Smarter, too.
Well, I wasn't going to go there. And so I would just give Jason some more responsibilities and just tell him to, you know, double your output. I had to cut Manwich's job. Minimum wage is up. So you're getting a dollar extra an hour, but your workload just increased quite a bit.
No.
So that's one option. The other option is to raise prices. I could keep you both. Okay, guys, I'm going to keep you both and raise your wage, but we're going to have to raise prices on the widgets because I have to make more money in order to pay you the higher wage.
Yep.
So now instead of being $5 widgets, they're $7.50 widgets or whatever the price needs to be.
Sure.
Well, that means that the widgets that I'm selling are going to have to compete with the other widgets on the market, which might be coming in from China.
Well,
and it's going to be tough to compete with the widgets that are $3 from China, right? So I could actually go out of business if I choose that option.
Yeah.
True.
And then here's the other choice. We could keep the prices the same, keep you guys both with jobs, but manufacture the widgets out of particle board instead of, you know, or out of balsa wood instead of oak. You see what I'm saying? You could cut costs if you wanted to.
Fourth option, which is just go out of business.
Well, that's the fourth option. I'm talking about somebody who's really dedicated and wants to stay in business and loves what they do. So then we're making widgets out of balsa wood, and then, again, competition comes back into play. There's going to be some people that aren't making theirs out of balsa wood, and so we're going to lose business because the other people are buying the ones
higher quality widgets
from China. So the minimum wage puts people out of jobs eventually.
It does.
If not immediately.
Now, some people would say, well, what we could do with that minimum wage is we could take some of those large profits that employers are making. We could take, you know, the dollar an hour for Jason, and we could take the dollar an hour for Manwich, and we could take those out of the huge, tremendous profits that you're making. But what they fail to figure out here is that if there's a tremendous profit in a particular industry, the market adjusts for that, because somebody says, there's a huge profit in this industry. I'm going to open one, and I'm going to sell at 10% less than the people that are making these huge profits. And this has been done so many times that all industries are refined down to what it is that they should be priced at.
Right.
That's how it works.
The grocery business makes like 2%.
Absolutely. Yeah. But they sell so many groceries at 2% that they're able to occupy these huge retail locations.
And give a lot of people jobs, too.
And give a lot of people jobs. Yep. And provide you with great service, a clean atmosphere to buy your groceries in. You can go to the local farmer's market and buy your produce if you want to. It's cheaper there. I swear, you can. Or you can go to the local pack and save where you get your groceries in a box and they don't give you any bags.
Right.
And it's like no-frill shopping. And instead of Kraft macaroni and cheese, you have to eat some other kind of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, it's real. It's nice to be able to go to the farmer's market and buy the your fruits and vegetables, but then where are you going to go to buy your milk? And then you have to go somewhere else. You have to go across town to the cow field to buy your milk. Mm-hmm. You spend all day going grocery shopping.
Right.
That's why
supermarkets are so great.
Right.
And that's why everybody shops at them.
Let's get back to this this person who just
and Walmart's
get it.
Even better because they put supermarkets right next to department stores.
It's
they
brilliant.
Stick it all put
Super
together.
Super Walmarts are my favorite.
I
places
love
to
them
shop.
And all the little Chinese people they enslaved to put in there. Put those things together. I love it.
They're not little Chinese people. They're little Mexican people. Little Argentinians.
All right. So their employer. Here's another claim from this person.
Evil libertarian.
Their employer don't pay health benefits, and private health insurance is too expensive. Again, this is the sin of the market, according to him. Well, that's not even fair to get into health care, because the health care market is almost completely controlled by the government at this point. I mean, we have a majority control by the government. Go and talk to anybody who works in health care. And ask them how many hours a day out of their 8-12-hour days do they spend doing paperwork. Just go ahead and ask
government.
Them. Government paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Hours. They hire people to do the paperwork. And even with all the people they hire, everybody still has to do paperwork of their own.
Yep.
It's crazy. All of that time could be spent taking care of patients and other things that actually have to do with helping
people. Healing people.
800-259-9231. That's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cash back and free tires for life are some of the steps car manufacturers take in luring consumers to the dance floor. Well, strike up the band, because when I come back, I'll present the newest twist. Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent.
Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scott Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Shake 'em up, baby! The newest dance to attract car buyers is orchestrated by an insurance services think tank. Here's the quick, slow rhythm of the beat. Quick, think of a charge that taps your checkbook monthly, whether you use the service or not. Quick, imagine that the charge waltzed off, but the service didn't. Slow down and figure what you could use for new dance shoes if you didn't have to pay car insurance. That's the concept of the nation's first no-charge insurance policy for new car buyers. Now offered in test markets only, this cartoon could be the newest rage on the showroom dance floor. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Ben with you.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for you to make your calls about whatever's on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. And don't forget to get interactive at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee, just go get them. FreeTalkLive.com. So, we're talking about this article that we discovered today about the sins of the market and why libertarianism is horrible and evil. And so, we're talking about it and analyzing it and virtually destroying it.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. This is good fun. So, this individual is making claims about the sins of the market. And he says that highly polluted areas, the sort that cause nasty diseases, are concentrated in the poorer parts of the city. That's apparently the sin of the market. Well, actually, usually pollution happens on, and you can check the Boston Globe on this, a very liberal newspaper, from what I'm told. They did an article in the late 90s about how the number one polluter in the country, bigger than all of the top corporate polluters combined,
EPA.
Yeah.
Is, well, actually, I think it's the U.S. military, and just the government in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're looking at government offices, the military is the top. I think the EPA is coming in like a close second. But the government pollutes more than anybody else. And the government also allows for pollution. And the way it does that is it owns a whole lot of land in this country. I mean,
especially out west.
Something like a third of the land or more, maybe, is owned by government.
It's a little unfair when you start putting Alaska into the mix, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, anyway, government owns land. They lease it to certain companies. Now, when you're leasing land, you don't have the same interests as you have when you buy it.
Right.
When you own the land.
Ever been a renter? Or ever been an owner?
Right.
I mean, at my house, I take good care of everything. I'm careful when I close doors.
Right.
Because I don't want any damage.
You're going to have to sell it someday.
Absolutely.
Why?
I'm going to have to sell it. I'm going to have to fix it. I'm going to have to pay money to repair it. Whatever. Now, if I'm a renter, I could care less. You know, no
That's
big deal.
That's a landlord's deal.
Yeah, right. God help them if they included water in my rent. I think I'm going to leave the sink going all the time. Because you just don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And don't include electricity in my rent either, because I'm going to leave my TVs on all the time. That way people will, it's kind of like my burglar alarm. People think somebody's there.
So if indeed these highly polluted areas are in the poor parts of the city, it's usually because the government allows it, encourages it to go on by leasing the property. There's a chance that there might actually be a private company that's polluting somewhere, okay?
Well,
Let's assume there is.
Are we talking about litter or pollution?
He just says highly polluted, nasty disease-causing pollution. That's why he doesn't give any specific examples.
No, I'd say he's talking about litter, would be my, a bad, disgusting area. Why don't you finish your point, and then I'll make one on that.
Well, anyway, if there really is a company that's polluting, like, let's say, with a chemical that's, right. Poisoning people, then that's a lawsuit. You've got a lawsuit that these people are polluting your property, polluting the air that you're breathing, and you can bring a lawsuit against them in the free market. But in a government market, in a government-controlled market where certain companies are protected or grandfathered in under certain rules, then there's no sorts of... you're just screwed if you get sick. basically. Now, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that, now, I can't say that I've been in every... I don't know everything about every neighborhood, but I'd like to point out something about my local poorer communities. It seems like the poorer communities, and I'm going to go ahead and go ethnic communities like black communities. I think they're very interesting because what you have in black communities is you'll have, like, some bombed out, terrible looking house right next to a really great manicured lawn, well taken care of, lawn ornaments, right next to each other.
How much do you want to bet the bombed out house is public housing?
Absolutely. Or somebody who's renting or something like that. Always, especially yep. public housing. Whereas the person next door, they own. And that,
at least with the rental situation, you've got a landlord who probably cares about his property to some extent
to some
going
extent.
To check up on it.
Yes. Right.
With public housing, you've got bureaucrats who just don't give a rat's ass, period.
Why would they?
They're busy eating donuts.
They have. They do have rules they have to comply with, but... You know,
time and time again, you can point to public housing that is just in utter shambles and crap can conditions, and that's where the that's where a lot of pollution happens as well, as far as litter and things like that, because nobody there cares.
Right. That's
Whereas
true.
If and actually, John Stossel pointed this out in quite a staggering fashion on his John Stossel Goes to Washington. He actually pointed out one particular property that in New York City, you know, the crap can area of New York City, where he showed showed footage of the government housing projects there. Broken windows everywhere, thugs, crime, all kinds of... You would not want to send your kids to this place.
Uh-huh.
Then he took his cameras to another location in the city where a private organization, of like a neighborhood association or something like that, was able to buy the public housing building.
Mm-hmm.
Kids were playing on a playground.
Hmm.
Parents were out supervising.
Imagine that.
The windows were not broken. The landscaping was beautiful. It was privately owned. And the rent was affordable.
It's baffling, isn't it?
No, it's not baffling. Private industry works. Government doesn't work anytime, anywhere. Anyway, moving on with his crazy claims. The entire near west side of Chicago, just east of where I live, doesn't have a single movie theater. Well, apparently that's a failure of the market, a sin of the market. Well, go open one, dude.
Yeah.
Well,
get your ass over to the west side of Chicago and open yourself up a movie theater.
Go for it.
Isn't that where Bad Lawyer Leroy Brown lives, the west side of Chicago?
I don't know.
Okay.
He is the baddest man in the whole damn town.
He's badder than old King Kong.
That's right.
He's meaner than a junkyard dog. Sorry, everybody.
Real, really sorry.
And then finally he says, services the middle class takes for granted, like cashing their paychecks for free, are expensive for the poor. Have you ever had to do that? Cash your paycheck at a place
Amscott?
Like Amscott?
Never done that. That was a little commercial for Amscott there. I have never done that.
Nor have I.
I've seen people do that. I mean, my friend has done it, and it's right. Like 6% or something like that.
It depends on the amount on the check.
And I wonder to myself, because I'm so bad at keeping a bank account that I bounce checks all the time on a pretty regular basis. I'll bounce a check or get a bank fee for something or other. And I wonder, maybe I should just go get cash from Amscott, because if I was paying 6% off the top, it'd probably be less than all the bank fees that I have to pay on one side and the other when I bounce checks.
Well, if you don't have a bank account, then that's how you have to cash your checks, right?
Right.
So,
that's not true.
No?
I go to a bank where I don't have an account, and instead of providing one form of identification, I have to provide two.
Now, that's the bank that on which the check was issued.
Yes.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Well, if you don't want to go through that effort...
Can be done.
Right. Now, the reason why the poor people are using services like check cashing places is because they don't understand how to save their money. They spend their money on things like cigarettes, alcohol, and big screen televisions and all kinds of... they just piss their money away, and so they don't have any money with which to go open a bank account. And there are plenty of bank accounts that are, no minimum balance? I mean, there certainly are options, aren't there?
There are. The thing is those people a lot of times have made mistakes, mm-hmm. and things have happened that they can't get accounts any longer.
I don't believe that. If you come into a bank with some money and you want to open an account with me, why would I say no to it?
Sorry.
It's not like they're getting a loan. They're getting a savings account.
A savings account might be different than a checking account, but, the banks will blackball
you. Well, if you want to cash a check, if you have a savings account, then won't you be able to cash a check with that bank?
You can put the check in your savings account and then draw out money that you had in there, I would imagine.
Yeah. Right, so why would they prevent me from opening a savings account? I'm just saying, there's options.
If you know, I don't know.
Bad,
I don't know. I had a friend who didn't, who couldn't get a checking account because she had, you know, written checks in the past that
that makes sense.
Still undrawn.
That makes sense. There's got to be some sort of program.
I said she made mistakes.
That most banks, I think, would have a program that would put some sort of limits on that. You know, like you can't write checks above a certain amount. Or I'm sure there are banks. Banks want the business, man. So if you come to a bank and say, look, I've had some problems in the past, what kind of an account can you give me to help me out? They'll come up with something.
There's lots of people I won't do
business
with. It's
your show, Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take control and bring up anything. Personal issue, political problem, you want to bring it up, we'll talk to you about it. Take control, 800-259-9231, and log on. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates system there. We will send you emails whenever there's something new to announce about the show, whether it be a new Shriner, a new affiliate. Anything we need to tell you will come to you via your email box, via the updates list. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we're still addressing these misconceptions about the market and libertarianism and what it means to be a libertarian. This is this essay from Zompist.com.
What is a Zompist?
I have no idea.
But is that like...
someone who likes to Zomp? I don't know.
Oh. Okay. Or believes in Zomping.
Whatever that is.
Being an idiot.
This person just doesn't really understand libertarianism, so that's why we're trying to correct some of these misconceptions. And he's talking about these sins of the market. And we didn't quite wrap this up between us, guys. We were talking about, again, his claim, services the middle class takes for granted, like cashing their paychecks for free, are expensive for the poor. Now, you're saying, Manwich, that banks will not give poor people accounts? Is that right?
I'm saying that if you've made mistakes in your bank accounts in the past, and by that I mean bouncing checks and not having paid them off, and you know those kind of things, that in fact banks will refuse, you know, will put you on a blacklist and refuse to give you a checking account.
Okay.
I know that happened with a friend of mine. I wish that I would have thought what you had just said here, which is, hey, why don't you go get a savings account then?
Right.
But
there's options.
I did not suggest that to her at the time.
What I'm trying to say for people who are having...
What I kind of thought was, why don't you pay those people back their money?
Well, that's definitely
that helps.
Yeah, something you could do. But for people who've got monetary problems, for people who have mishandled their money in the past, there's always a way out. There's always some steps that they can take, like we're saying. Open up a savings account. Get into the habit of saving your money. Have some money in your savings account. That way you can come into a bank, hand them your paycheck, and don't have any fees taken out. It's possible. But the people who are going...
I have mine direct deposited.
The people who are going... That's another option. But the people who are going to these check cashing services need the money now. They need it now because they got to buy a 24-pack. When they get off work Friday.
Well, that's not entirely fair.
No, it's not fair, but it's generally true from what I've seen.
Generally.
Okay.
You could make the case that...
They might need the money to buy their kid a trip to the doctor as well. I mean, there's plenty of reasons, certainly. But what I'm saying is the general reason why people are poor is not because of circumstance, but because of their inability to create wealth for themselves.
Can you fault them for it, though? I mean, they've been brought up in a system...
No,
In this market where...
I can't fault them for it.
It keeps poor people poor.
That's true.
And
not the market, but the regulated economy that we have. The government regulations that this guy's proposing to regulate the market...
Right. Fix the problems.
Right. He's saying, here's all the problems with the market, which actually are problems because of the regulated market.
Right.
Just get worse the more government you introduce. In any industry, the more regulations you create, the more the barriers to getting into the industry. He complains about monopolies. Go ahead, buddy. Add more regulations to an industry and see what happens.
It's the industries that want the regulation, because the big entrenched companies that are in that particular industry, they can already handle it. It's the new ones that can't handle the regulations.
Sure. And they don't want
the forms have to be in pink. They can't be in blue. Sorry. Yep.
The existing businesses are going to do everything they can, if they have the political connections, to prevent startups.
Sure,
if you're
absolutely
in the restaurant industry.
Who wants competition? That crap sucks.
Yeah, if you're in the restaurant industry and you've been in it for 15, 20 years and there are people whose dream it is to open a restaurant, but because of all the regulations, they can't just do it. They can't just open up the door to their house and invite people in and charge them money to eat at their own house, because there's zoning regulations that prevent them from doing that. They have to go and open a business in a business, in a strip mall, or you know, some location where it's appropriate to have a restaurant. Well, to do that, you're going to have to be paying several hundred dollars a month in rent, if not more than that. You're going to be paying quite a bit. I know one lady who here in Tampa Bay, she doesn't even have the greatest location, $4,000 a month in rent. Now, if you're just scraping by, how exactly are you going to come up with that?
Especially when there's zoning rules in your community against living over your business or in your business or something like that. I mean, how are you going to pay a mortgage payment of $1,000 or $1,500 a month and then pay the $4,000 on top of it?
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Brian in Missouri. Misery? KCXL listener. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Brian.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, Brian.
Just been a kind of new listener here, and as a personal question, I just wondered, the other day you mentioned y'all were like around 30 years old. I just was wondering, what's your background as far as y'all like study political science or something to become into libertarian politics?
We'll answer it one person at a time, starting with Jason.
All right. Well, actually, I'm a lot closer to 20 than 30. I'm 22. And I actually fell into this game delivering food for the show.
And now you're a co-host.
And now I'm a co-host.
That's how you found out about libertarianism?
What are you majoring in college?
Political science.
Okay.
And, I'm sorry.
And I had heard of libertarianism before the show, but I was more of the Republican mindset, and
bad news. But now
Republicans are bad news, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's good news. Right. Now you've learned a lot in the past, what, 2 years that we've known you, or a year and a half or whatever, and now you're an activist with the Libertarian Party, you're a member of the Free State Project, so you've come along quite quickly. Manwich, your story, sir.
I am 34 years old, and I have been interested in politics since I was in high school. So I've read lots of stuff, and I subscribed to all kinds of newspapers, the Freeman, the Imprimis, that kind of thing. I'm kind of self-studied.
But you didn't get it about libertarianism until
I talked to you.
Until years later. I mean, you did a lot of studying, but you didn't really come
I never
across...
even really understood it
right.
for a long time.
Brian, if you have more comments, hang on. I know you're on a cell phone, but hang on. 1-800-259-9231, and I'll give you my answers. Coming up, this is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. Final segment. If you want to get your calls in, you're probably out of luck because we got somebody else holding on, and it's a very short segment. We're done at 10 o'clock. But never fear, we're on 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 Eastern, so plenty of time for you to call in and control the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. So we're going to go back to the phones, back to the fun. Brian, listening on KCXL in Missouri. Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were asking us a couple of basic questions, and we were going around the group here answering them. One of your questions was, how old are you? And the other question was, did you have some sort of studying of political science in your past, right?
Right. So your summary is that some have had political science education, and then the self-study as far as politics and what the libertarian philosophy is.
I'll answer you my answers as well. I didn't get to give my answers. I am currently 24 years old. I discovered libertarianism at age 18. And once I got into the concept of libertarianism, it was just a natural need, a desire to feed my knowledge about it. And it was after I got out of school that I started learning everything about politics and
same here.
And the economy. It was not an in-school sort of a thing, but it was like an independent study where I read all sorts of, you know, libertarian books, like Harry Brown's book, Why Government Doesn't Work, Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. So there's your answer from me, Brian. Any comments?
No, I was just like I said, kind of trying to find out what the political philosophy background of libertarianism is in the United States, and does it have any counterpart in other countries like in Europe?
There are libertarian parties all around the world. Libertarians' background is very simply one simple principle. All libertarian positions, you can take any issue and figure out what a libertarian will say about it. Unlike Republicans and Democrats, where you have to ask each and every one of them what their opinions are on each and every issue. With any issue, you just simply apply this principle. Brian, are you ready?
Okay.
The principle is, does it involve force? Libertarians are against the use of force to achieve political or social goals. We don't like the idea that governments are pointing guns at people and telling them what to do, telling them how to live your life. We think you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as you don't hurt anyone else in the process.
Okay. Well, I just didn't know whether there was a link back to English or French philosophers or political parties or anything like that.
Some people would argue that, in fact, the Founding Fathers, having written the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and that's a natural law document, that, in fact, that they were libertarians of some bend or another.
Some more so than others. Many would argue that Alexander Hamilton was certainly not.
Right. He was definitely...
Thomas Jefferson, though, might qualify.
Might. I would say so.
Yeah, our concepts are definitely rooted in the founding documents of the United States, I'd say.
Okay. Well,
cool. From there to Magna Carta and stuff.
One last comment.
Yes, sir.
To any talk show host, I would just like them to, you know, sometimes you pick up a running conversation of a topic or something,
mm-hmm.
and maybe at a break, or like you were saying, we had this person on the phone, explain what you're talking about. So people jump in, you know.
We try to recap as often as possible, Brian.
There you go. That's what I meant. Yeah.
A good talk show, you should be able to figure it out inside of the first 180 seconds. Now you might feel disoriented, a little woozy those 180 seconds, but in 180 seconds, you should know what they're talking about. Have a pretty good idea.
And for now, we're out of time. Brian, call us again sometime. All right.
I will.
1-800-259-9231. You were wrong. He wasn't trying to ambush us. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Hey, we're going to be back.
So much of it.
We're going to be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Matt.
In the meantime, log on. Get interactive at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow. If you're talking.